It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're joined together by the Barr Brothers, Brad and Andrew, sitting here right now. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Sky. Good, man.
Howdy.
I want to start first with the instruments and then the instrumentation, because as you came in today, I couldn't help but notice, A, the diversity of instruments, and B, for lack of a better word, the authenticity, i.e., a lot of them are really wood. talk to me about how you arrived at, you know, that idea, and then we're going to talk about how you deploy those instruments. Name a few of the instruments that you have in the ensemble today.
Well, today we came in, we brought an old SD pump organ from is built in Vermont in the early 1900s. We think somewhere around 1910. It's called the Chaplain's Organ, and it breaks down into a little rectangular box. And they used to be able to, you know, travel around with it as a portable organ. It would be brought out to the battlefield to, you know, have last rites read, or just used around services, you know, where you needed somebody to come in from a long way away. And so it's this, yeah, great portable instrument. It's in an oak box, so it's really durable.
Early technology.
Early technology, yeah.
That's and, for sure.
Yeah, it's like IKEA would be proud.
Let's see. We've also, I got a couple of old guitars, a 51 J45 Gibson. Hans has a great electric bass that I can't remember what that thing's called, the rectifier or something. Of course, the harp is actually the newest instrument, because harps don't age well. Apparently, there's so much tension on them, they'll collapse. So the newer the harp, the better.
But it's a full-sized.
It's a full-size pedal harp, yeah. Sarah is a... I guess I'm getting into the deployment of them, but Sarah's a classically trained harp player, and I always say we're trying to drag her down into the mud, and she always tries to raise us up into the heavens, and somewhere in between is where this band exists. We'll be right back.
Originally, the two of you, as I understand it, used to beat the heck out of each other, which, what the heck is the deal with siblings and music? It seems like a time-honored tradition, doesn't it? Every brother that's in a successful rock band gets in fights. What is that? Is that DNA?
Well, any of you, I think, who have a brother out there, imagine getting in a van with him for the next 10 years and, you know, riding shotgun.
Or who gets to ride shotgun?
Yeah, who gets to ride shotgun? That's still a battle. But, you know, I think just so much time together, and when things do come up, you're allowed to fight because you know you learned how to fight well when you're young. So, you know, it's kind of a blessing and a curse in a way, because you get to be very open and honest all the time, and I think that definitely yields a lot of good.
Its brotherly limitations to how far you'll take the fight.
Oh,
because you know you got to get back in the van.
Yeah,
things get resolved pretty quickly. I mean, it's not. You don't hang on to things, like, you know, it's not like there's something you can't say to that person. That's like, you get it out and then you move on. And I think it's sort of it's actually pretty comforting to the other people in the band. It sort of opens up, you know, okay, we can talk about this stuff. Then no, there's no like passive aggressive, contained, you know, bull.
Left our friends, left the wombs we live in, and spread out along the road. I've been weak, but my Lord was calling. The water will take our load. Thank you.
The Montreal scene, you guys have evangelized on behalf of it. You feel like, it seems like you really have a camaraderie with a number of artists there, and it's a good warm community for you.
I certainly feel that way, and yeah, and I know.
Yeah, the kind of the English speaking, especially, although we're friends with a lot of French bands too, but particularly there's kind of a area of town where a lot of the English speaking musicians from Montreal live and, you know, see each other at coffee shops and, hey, I'm making a record, you want to come play on it? And it's been a, it was a really welcoming scene for us. Guys like Patrick Watson and Plants and Animals and the Arcade Fire guys and even the Godspeed You Black Emperor, they opened a studio there, and it's like, it's very, everybody's borrowing each other's instruments and going on tour together. So it's definitely, it feels like family up there.
So perilous a place, such a blood-forgotten price. And just forget I ever said this true love. No.
Playing tomorrow at the Way Over Yonder Fest, and it's a wonderful bill. I mean, with Jackson Browne being on it, it's a varied bill. Dawes's father, Lenny Goldsmith, who used to sing, he was the lead singer of Tower of Power.
I mean,
even he's going to be playing in it. It's a great lineup. As I understand, you guys haven't been down to the Santa Monica Pier yet to even see the backdrop of where you're going to be playing.
No, we're staying in Venice Beach, so we might go over tonight. I know Lucinda Williams is playing tonight, and local natives, and yeah, we're going to try to go over and check it out.
It's the Barr Brothers right here live in session. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, guy.
You got it.